The protest went absolutely brilliant, Catherine. Just completely off the charts for what we expected. We got serious media attention. TV cameras were all there, all across all social media, you know, just even there this morning. It was pretty unprecedented what happened yesterday, because we had three government ministers from the cabinet table come out and meet these children. Now, granted, Deputies O'Gorman, or Minister O'Gorman and Minister Foley didn't stay over any longer. Maybe just collected half the letters, but Minister McConnell stayed for over half an hour. It was completely unprecedented in our opinion and way beyond what we thought it was going to achieve. So we're very, very happy across all the campaign today of the way it went.
Now, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin didn't come out to the gates of Leinster House. He said in the Dáil yesterday that he wasn't invited, but you are saying that he was.
Well, look, yesterday's events throughout the day pretty much summed up what sort of a person, in my opinion, and what sort of a leader Micheál Martin is. Micheál Martin received a letter along with all the other heads of government and Ministers Foley and Ministers O'Gorman on the 13th of October, and that letter, I published to all correspondents last night. Micheál Martin, he responded to a question from Mary V. McDonald, and he said that, you know, he wasn't checked with his department, he wasn't invited. He received the same letter. Furthermore, the day before the protest, one of my campaign colleagues, Fia Grohl-Lunn, had emailed all deputies in the Fianna Fáil party, and Micheál Martin, his office, the office of the Taoiseach, responded and acknowledged that they had received the correspondence. A second time invited him out. Also yesterday morning, about three times when we were standing out there, we called the Taoiseach's office. We told him, you know, can he come out and meet these children? Staff told us he's aware of it and he will be coming out. But we stayed there till about 3 o'clock. The kids chanting, Micheál Martin, please come out. We advised his office that he was not going to get heckled, that the kids just wanted to talk to him and tell their stories, but he decided not to, and furthermore, read into the record of the Dáil an untruth saying that he wasn't invited.
Now, also in the Dáil yesterday, the Taoiseach accused Sinn Féin of being self-righteous with regards to the MICA campaign, saying that they didn't even include the MICA redress scheme in their 2020 election manifesto. What do you have to say about that?
Well, look, I'm completely apolitical. I don't have any affiliations, and very few of the campaign team have any affiliations to any political party. But what I will say in that is, I don't think a political party would put something in their manifesto, you know, in relation to a scheme that's already, you know, on the record or in legislation. So I don't really understand that comment. But what I will say is, I would like to pay particular tribute to all of our Donegal deputies yesterday. Deputy Pringle, Deputy McLaughlin, Deputy Doherty, Minister McConnell, Minister Joe McHugh, who was unable to be there due to circumstances beyond his control, phoned us on the way down in the bus. Our Donegal deputies all took time out of their schedules yesterday to come out. They spent loads of time with the children to listen to them. So we were pretty pleased about that, you know. We were glad that they'd come out, you know, talk to all the kids, because all these kids wanted was just to hear this, have their stories heard and their voices heard. And I think we did that yesterday.
Speaking at the gates of Leinster House yesterday, Minister Charlie McConnellogue said, more or less, waiting a few more weeks for a MICA redress scheme is acceptable if it means it'll be right. Now, I know that you were possibly expecting some sort of an announcement next Tuesday. Are those kind of comments concerning, or do you agree with the Minister that waiting a few more weeks, if it's going to be right, will be worth it?
I think one of the biggest issues that this campaign has had over the years, and particularly since the summer, is this concept seem to be always kicking the can down the road. I mean, at the end of the day, Darrell Breen said there would be answers at the end of July. That was changed to the end of September. Now it was sometime in October. I mean, it just keeps, the goalposts keep moving. I think we need answers pretty quickly. The government all need to get on the one page here. I mean, Minister McConnell said that yesterday. Other deputies are saying, you know, next week. Really, really needs to come to the table here and just say, listen, this is what it is. This is what the story is. I don't think people can take much more, and that's my honest opinion.